Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How may I assist you?
My name is Raul. In August 26 or 2018, you charged me $248.78, and I still haven't got my product yet.
Okay, you're calling to check on shipment or delivery?
Yeah. I guess they delivered, but they never found my address, so they sent them back. And last time I called was in October. I don't remember the date. I guess you guys ran out of product, was out of stock, and I haven't got any calls or anything in my mail. So I don't know what's the problem.
Okay, sir, what is the first and last name again, please?
Raul Carrillo. RaulCarrillo.
Okay, just one moment. All right, sir, are you able to hear me again?
Excuse me?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. We had a little bit of an interruption there. I couldn't hear you for a few seconds, but that has reconnected. So let me just proceed again with trying to get your page pulled up. Okay, and for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
It's a P.O. Box 8212, Mammoth Lakes, California, 93546.
Okay, and I thank you for that. So, let's see. I've got an account pulled up. And you've placed an order through all...
No, I didn't place the order. You guys send it automatically.
Yes, sir. I'm stating that it wasn't an order initially that was ever placed through the call center. It was through our website. Mm-hmm. So what I need to do at this point is connect with our website, which is what I'm trying to do. And it'll just take a moment while I connect with the website. Okay, let's see. All right, so it is shown that you have the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and you receive one box. Let's see.
No, I didn't receive anything.
Six box. Yes, sir, I'm just reviewing the account, sir. I'll look in to find out what happened. Mm-hmm. The product had been on back order. So once the product had come back in stock, there were shipments that were automatically sent out. So let's see. You had been receiving six boxes every 6 months. And the last note, it is showing for October 5th.
Yeah, but I haven't received those yet.
Put in the shipping address. Let's see. It shows after you had called in, there was an attempt to reach out to you by phone, informing you that it was on back order.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, confirmed updated shipping address, and you were added to the back order list. So let's see. Let's see, the USPS tracking, there's a USPS tracking number. And this will just take a minute. I'm trying to find out what the Because it said delivery failed for it, so let me just find out what happened with it. Well, this is obviously not, this was the one before October. All right. Well, there was a shipment that went out in August that got returned to sender. That's the last one that it showed.
Mm-hmm.
It said sufficient address. That was August the 29th, and it was returned to sender on the 31st of August. At least that's what the U.S. Postal Service says. But it doesn't show where anything has yet come back to the fulfillment center.
That was weird.
That was August the 31st is what the post office or the postal service says. But it's not showing. It says it was returned to sender, was processed, but it's not showing where it actually made it back to the fulfillment center. And that was in California in Mammoth Lakes. But it's not showing where it actually, they send it back to the fulfillment center. Excuse me. But let's see. Let me look again. All right, so that is the 27th. And sometimes things don't get updated either appropriately. All right, so let me check something else. So what I can do is I can get you, since the delivery failed with it, just get, so you never did, you didn't receive your shipment in August?
No, I haven't received anything.
Okay. So since you have paid for that, what I'll do is get it reshipped. But let me just check your, let me check your subscription. Excuse me. Since there was an interruption with it. And this will take a few minutes. I have to go to a few other screens to see if it has stayed active or not. All right, so that is okay. So it looks okay. It says no failed orders. Isn't that something? But yet one of them says it was failed. Okay, it says your next order is supposed to be February the 26th. And let me just click. So what I'll do is just reship the one that's in here.
Okay.
I don't know what happened with the Postal Service and the... All right, so... Yeah, that's your six boxes. And the system has you a next shipment date of February the 26th is what it has. Are you wanting to stay at that date?
No,
or you want?
It's going to be too early. I'm going to get a lot.
Yeah, because this is November, so December... January, February, March, April, May. We can put you on out. You want to go out to May or to June?
May.
Okay, May. So that'll be May 26th. That's what I'll put that in. Okay, so next order date. Okay, calendar. All right, May 26th. That will be on a Wednesday. Okay. So let me back out. That should be my next date there. All right, so now it is showing that May 26th will be your next shipment date. And let me just go back and I will. All right, it won't let me go out any further. That's weird. All right. Go about it a different way. Okay, so that's the last one. All right, so let me just add this so that you won't have to just continue to hold the line and get that reshipped. All right, so let me put my name here. And get your name. All right, that goes in there. And get your email address. Okay, so I'm almost done. Okay, and this is the account number. It was 57602. All right, 57602. Okay, so are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I hadn't lost you since we had that. Okay, so this is a reship, Shopify reship. Okay, customer never received. August order per USPS return to sender. Please reship. All right, so you can expect those 6 boxes for your Omax 3 Ultra Pure in 7 to 14 business days. And it shows that you already, it shows that there was an actual payment for it, for the $248.78. So you don't have to, there won't be another payment for that.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help you with? Or?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, sir. We do thank you so much for calling Omax Health. You please have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.